regards to preparation of suhoor, how can we divide work which will help to make life easy for everyone? And if someone helps in these preparations, then would you get reward? Is there any way or form one can get reward while making food for suhoor?
First of all, make this mindset that it is the month of Ramadan, and in this month, one golden chance that a fasting person has is that it's not difficult for him to get the tahajjud salah. So for this as well, he should wake up early and perform wudu, offer tahajjud, and then eat suhoor. And Fajr Jamaat is also early in these days. So all this can be done with the same wudu. And Islamic sister can also acquire these chances. Anyhow, all the fast observing people, those who are fasting, should do so. And what basically happens is that in all this, the woman faces the most tough time. She struggles the most. She has to wake up early, no matter if the child's crying or not going to sleep. She has to wake up and prepare the food for suhoor of everyone in the house. So she should make good intentions that she is doing it anyways. She can't leave it or ignore it or leave this responsibility. You have to do it. Make good intentions in it, as serving the fasting people is also an act of reward. So you'll be rewarded. If you do so forcefully whilst mourning, without interest, then how will you attain reward? You'll only attain reward if you do so with the intention of gaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. So this way, make this an act of reward.
Mother and daughter, they can also ponder over it. And sometimes there are two, three sisters at home, and they're not too young. Mother is also at home. Daughter-in-law also. They should divide housework and help each other so that they can comfort each other. Instead of putting burden just on one person, they should share work to care. If they do this while having the intention of seeking pleasure of Allah, then don't you think they will get immense amount of reward for just having an intention to comfort others?
Definitely make the intention of reward, and daughters should most certainly do this. Mom's asking you affectionately today, do it. Then tomorrow, mother-in-law will make you do it forcefully. Then you'll have to do it. Then it will be very difficult, so be used to it from now on. Listening to the affectionate voice of your mom, you should be like, Mom, I'm coming. No, Mom, you leave it. I'll do it myself. You just sit down. Let me do it. Such honored should be the daughter. You will get immense reward, as this would please your mom's heart. Even if she does it herself, say, Mom, I'm here. Let me do it. Otherwise, you'll of course have to do it at your in-laws. So you'll get used to it from now on, and your mother will also become pleased with you. In fact, every person of the household will be pleased with you. And any daughter who's a little bit mature, a mother normally teaches her as well the house chores. A mother should normally engage her in small little house chores. For example, today cook this, or do the washing up, so that she also gets used to the daily house chores and houseworks. Because the daughters will go to a different house after getting married, so when they go there, they should already be well trained and organized, such that she becomes the apple of everyone's eyes and lives like a queen at her in-laws.